Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. The New England Patriots start their season in Miami this afternoon, where they will take on the Dolphins. Expectations are high for the team, with improvements on defense, including the addition of Darrelle Revis. On offense, tight end Rob Gronkowski is back after recovering from a torn ACL. For our season preview, we turn to the Boston Globe's Shalise Manza-Young. She covers the Pats and is in Miami with the team. Shalise, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Good morning.
So first, Tom Brady, he missed a key practice on Thursday. He's listed as questionable because of a calf injury. What do you know about the extent of his injury and his status for today?
I expect him to play. I think I'd be stunned if he did not play. I was told that the Patriots were being cautious by holding him out on Thursday. Brady himself did an interview Thursday night and said that he expected that he was going to play.
Well, Rob Gronkowski is also listed as questionable. He's returning after missing most of last season. And injuries have certainly been tough for the Pats the last few years. What do you expect from Gronk today and for the season? And also, which player returning from injury might mean the most to the team?
I think the answer to that last question is Rob Gronkowski, that he is the most important player returning from injury. I think a second place to that would be Vince Wilfork, and actually also and Gerard Mayo as well. All three of those guys, very key guys for the Patriots. But Rob Gronkowski is what makes this offense work. I spoke to people last week for our NFL preview section that came out, and you know they said that he makes the offense go. He helps Julian Edelman get open. He has helped Danny Amendola get open. He's tremendous in the run blocking game when they call on him to do that. In terms of what we'll see from him today, I think it's going to be limited. He even said so himself, Gronkowski, on Monday. He sort of surprised us all by standing in front of his locker and saying, I'm going to play. I think he did that because he didn't want to face questions every day this week leading up to the game, so he just wanted to get it out of the way as early as possible. But even he said it would be in a limited role, so I'm sure the Patriots will pick and choose when they have him out on the field, and I think over the course of every week, we'll probably see him out there a little bit more and a little bit more until he's able to play the normal amount of snaps that he would.
Now, Shalise, this year's team is inspiring some pretty big-time optimism. It does seem there's almost a palpable sense of Super Bowl or bust, and that's intensified by this idea that Tom Brady's championship window is closing. Wondering if you've noticed any special degree of urgency from the team so far?
When they signed Darrelle Revis, that did seem like there was a sense of urgency there, but then they traded away Logan Mankins, who, even as he was starting to decline a little bit, was still their best offensive lineman. So I think any idea from the outside that there was a sense of urgency sort of took a hit when they traded away Logan Mankins.
What do you think fans should be looking for today as an indication of how the whole season will go?
First and foremost, as you know, I mentioned, Logan Mankins is the offensive line for the Patriots. How exactly is that going to be constructed? Bill Belichick hinted on Friday that we could see multiple players rotate in and out of the offensive line and that they wouldn't go with the same five on every snap, which is a big departure from what they've done in the past and what most teams do with their offensive line. Generally, those players like to play with each other as much as possible in practice and in game situations because there's a tremendous amount of communication that goes on and trust and those sorts of things. So I think first, you know, look at the offensive line, who is going to be out there for the Patriots protecting Tom Brady. And then defensively, are they really able to, do they take advantage of what Darrelle Revis gives them in terms of an opportunity to maybe be more aggressive with a pass rush?
Okay, no pressure. But how far do you expect the Patriots to go this season?
Well, I don't like to change my answers, and in our NFL preview section, I had the Patriots beating the Seahawks for the Super Bowl win, so I'm going to ride with that until the end, not to toot my own horn, but I was right last year. I picked Seahawks over Broncos for the Super Bowl last year, so maybe I'll go 2 for 2.
Okay, so maybe we'll be talking to you next year when you're in Glendale, huh?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Shalise.
You bet.
Globe reporter Shalise Mansa-Young covers the Patriots and is in Miami for the Pats season opener today. This is 90.9 WBUR.